I'm great.
So this, we were just going through the state of the men's drawer right now, and it is stacked in the bottom half as Hoddar comes up and he scoops that backhand. Oh, he gets it. Wow, I think Mickelson thought he had missed. Oh, he did. No, that was Mickelson.
Yeah,
they're very similar, different baseball caps on. Here we go.
And same, they're wearing the same brand.
Mickelson with the black baseball cap and Hoddar with the white.
Yeah.
So they're both quite lanky, aren't they? They're both quite sort of tall, and they need to grow into their frames, you feel, a little bit. Very slender young men. Mickelson, 2-1 in this tiebreak, but he's a set down. Serves out wide, the backhand will go wide.
3-1, Mickelson.
And we were looking at the bottom half of this draw, which is packed. In terms of seeds, Rude, Hoddar, Fonseca, Djokovic, Zverev, Rublev, Dimonor, Menchik, Khachanov, Paul. Absolutely packed to the rafters. In the top half of the draw, we have 5 seeds remaining. The top one and the only one, well, the 2 in the top 10, Felix Auger-Aliassime and Flavio Cobolli. It's just opportunity everywhere you look. Because Zverev and Djokovic, they're not nailed on. They've both got back issues and all sorts of bits and pieces. This, I can't remember a Grand Slam, the men's draw, being so open at this stage.
Yesterday around noon, we were saying, oh, that's a boring tournament. Maybe, of course, Gingsen is going to win and no one can beat him. And now everything is open. It's just crazy. I mean, that's the beauty of tennis.
Mickelson and Hoddar will change ends. Mickelson with the slight advantage at 4-2 a change.
But I agree with you on the bottom half is that, of course, we're saying Zverev, Djokovic, but there are big question marks around how they can manage to do it. Is Djokovic going to be fit all the way through? And also, he has quite tough matches during the journey to the final. And Sasha Zverev, well, we know that he's his own opponent sometimes. So that means that...
And his back isn't good.
Yeah, I mean, he's been making faces and warm-ups and...
Pulled out of Hamburg.
Yeah.
Struggled in Munich, had some injections for it. Off the back edge of the baseline, Mickelson's getting the depth on these shots. Struggling Hoddar, he's defending for his life here. The volley from Mickelson, here comes Hoddar. Can he pass him? Yes, he can.
Not the right choice on the approach, the backhand approach by Mickelson. The down the line was wide open. And he decided to go back in the middle and then came to the net. And Hoddar was able to put that passing away.
Not sure what's happening with Karolina Muchova. 6-1 down to Jill Teichmann. I mean, that's a scoreline I didn't expect to see. Muchova, the 10th seed. I think the heat's got to everyone. Oh, that's your dark horse, Sophie. Four 3, Mickelson looking to split sets. Been on court for nearly 2 hours. Oh, long from Hoddar.
5-3, Mickelson.
Christoph Vliegen, Mickelson's coach, on his feet. Belgian former tennis player.
So down the tee, back to set points.
Mickelson.
2 big serves. And yes. Reset points, Mickelson.
Hoddar serving, serves out wide. Backhand to the backhand of the Spaniard. Backhand it goes, clips top of the net for Mickelson. Backhand down the line from Hoddar is a winner. It's a beautiful shot.
Yeah, beautiful. Not an easy one.
6-4, Mickelson.
Mickelson, instead of going to the towel, just uses the shirt, wipe the sweat away. Seeing a shot of Rafa Senior. I love the fact the box has his dad, and that's it. Love
yeah,
that.
Sure.
Just never see that, do you?
That's true.
Hope it stays like that. 4-6, serve out wide. Not other members of his family can't go in the box. 2 points served in one, but still a set point, and it will be on the serve of the American.
Mikkelsen.
And they've got a long old afternoon out there, 2 hours, and we're just about to complete the second set. A lot of cheering.
Merci, s'il vous plaît.
The crowd will settle. Mikkelsen, sweat dripping off the peak of his baseball cap, serves out wide, clips the net. That was an enormous
big wide serve.
Can he close out the set? There it goes down the tee. It's slapped back. It will land in sit up high. The forehand hook cross court, mid court, flattened out cross court from Hodder. Hodder with his forehand going into the forehand of Mikkelsen gets the short ball. Can he finish off? No, he can't. Oh, he will want it back Mikkelsen. Again. He'd set up the point so nicely, but he nets the angled inside out forehand. And after 2 hours of play, we have split sets on court Simone Mathieu. And you feel, we've said this a lot, Antoine, but this could be a survival of the fittest, the way they're playing an hour per set.
Exactly, and you can see that Mikkelsen, Hodder is coming out of the court to change, with his bag.
Looks like he's leaving, he's got all his all his bottles.
Mikkelsen took his shirt off, took his hat off as well.
Look at him wandering around shirtless like he's at the beach. He's off to his team to get some more electrolytes. Sophie, you don't want him to walk topless across the court, is that it? Well, I think he's couldn't do that centre court at Wimbledon, could you? Can you imagine?
There's been some trouble on the women's tour. On the women's tour, Alizé Cornet, she did put her top.
It's in Australia.
Inside out.
Yeah.
And she just took it off to switch it and to put it the right way, and she got a warning for that. And
I think it was in Australia, wasn't it?
Oh. There's an argument in the commentary booth.
Well, Sophie's just pointing at me with her finger.
Australia or US
so
Open. I think you.
Sophie's showing us a T-shirt with the front cover of it. We have. Yeah, that's which one is sensible. Right, let's.
That's.
We're gonna. I've got Stefan's leg. Stefan, put your leg a little bit that way. I love your leg, but
the tattooed leg.
Love that. We'll put pop that on Instagram. Sophie's got a personalised T-shirt
about her book
with her book on the back of it.
Yeah.
I've got to advertise. Mikkelsen is safely back in his chair, still topless. He's handed his bottle to his team.
Yeah,
Hodder chucked his bottle to his dad. Not nastily, just.
He has some tape in
what
the back.
What is that tape doing?
Yeah,
it looks
very loose.
Like it's doing anything.
Yeah.
But he's taking the time not to leave the court. What we will do, instead of looking at a topless Mikkelsen, we will go back to Philippe Chatrier, because Mira Andreeva is looking to extend her perfect head-to-head against Marie Buzkova. She has points, break points, for a 3-love, so a perfect start to the second set. Remember, Novak Djokovic, Joao Fonseca will follow this. It's a not before 3:30, but if it continues on at this rate, it will be a followed by. And then I'm going to leave these names here because, Antoine, I'm going to ask you to give me who is going to be contesting the men's final. You've got, that's not all the names, but they're probably the they're all the names from the top half. And they're the likely
the
ones from the bottom.
Yeah.
So I'd like you to give me a week on Sunday, the two men walking out to contest the final. Marie Buzkova's got another break point to save. Serves out wide. The backhand is wide, and Andreeva just glares down at that line. It's tough, isn't it?
Novak Djokovic will be the one in the bottom.
Ooh. Okay.
And in the top half, that's the tricky one.
It's It's hard. They're in order of who they play next, if that helps a little bit. Yeah, so that's the order, that top to bottom. Buzkova with a green top and the white skirt steps back into the return, puts a midcourt ball. Andreeva should have punished it.
I need to check a couple of things before
I commit
to my pick.
But mid-court into the net from Andreeva, so that really was an opportunity. She set things up so nicely. We'll keep an eye elsewhere. Solana Sierra, Sorana Castella. Solana against Sorana. That is early stages in the second game. Sliced return through the middle from Andreeva. Double hander from Andreeva, cross court to the double hander of Buzkova. Redirected down the line and long. And that was a missed opportunity for Mira Andreeva. She's yelling at her box. She's still in a very healthy set and break position, but she is yelling at her box because, as Sophie's been talking about, she's a perfectionist. And if it's not perfect, she gets very, very angry. And it's great to be a perfectionist, but no one can be perfect. Jean-Philippe Chatre in a good position. Jill Teichman, Karolina Muchova. 3-love now, Muchova in the second set. That's Andreeva having a chat with a chair. Can we turn up the court effects a little bit? Mia Andreeva's... Will she stop talking now?
At the same time, yeah.
No, she's settled now. She's just having a little chat. Rafa Hodar still hasn't returned.
Reprise.
Oh, and now he has. So Rafa Hodar is making his way back. 3:15 in the afternoon. Another very hot day. I feel like there's a touch of a breeze. Probably not for the players, but...
No, for us.
Marie Buzkova just bouncing around at the back of the court and stretching her wrist and doing some shadow swinging, forehand, backhand. You are with Stéphane Antoine and Gigi for the next couple of hours. Radio Roland Garros. Novak Djokovic, Joao Fonseca to follow this contest. Andreeva serves out wide, deep return. Then she puts a midcourt ball at the forehand. Thought about coming forward. Buzkova, who is good on the approach and very good up at the net. Forehand flat and penetrating from Andreeva, slapping that ball. And it's redirected back down line from Buzkova, who wasn't quite sure then. Buzkova went back and up the line goes Andreeva. Andreeva with the takes a little bit of a pace, but she gets the depth and she wins the point.
I have to say that Andreeva's game is the ones that I like the most on the WTA tour. She's so creative with the game. She can do so many things, and I like the way she plays with her opponent and with the timing of the hitting of the ball, and she can touch every target on the court, and I like a movement like on the last shot when she went for that sliced forehand cross court to get the short ball and to finish up and down the line.
Yeah, it's a really lovely point for Mira Andreeva. She just examines the three balls with her back to Buzkova. She's 6-4, 2-1, 30-love. With the pink dress on, pink visor. Serve down the tee. Block back, long game points. And how much do players read into head-to-heads? So Buzkova never beaten her, Andreeva only ever beaten her. As a player, we love talking about it in the media. Oh, it's this and this. As a player, how does that sit with you?
There are some talks. When you play a player that you never beaten and he beat you 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah.
Well, you're starting to say that okay, he owns me. And that says that sometimes you have some players that you just don't have the solutions against them. And it's just the way it is that they're just the perfect kryptonite of your own. So.
Oh, Buskova, she started to fist bump because she thought she had successfully lobbed Andreeva. The call came, it's being checked.
And it's in.
And it's in. So now she can continue to celebrate.
Yeah.
Oof. 4-0 the head-to-head in this situation. So it's getting close to the she owns me line. Game points for 3-1. Novak Djokovic, João Fonseca to follow. I can already see the Brazilian shirts. If you just look at the yellow ones, you can see little patches of them, can't you?
It's a yellow hat here and there.
There's a little bunch straight ahead of you above the Emirates sign. Little bundle over there and some up the top there. And maybe they just like yellow, but I have a feeling it's being worn for a reason. So 3-1. Best run was semi-final in 2024. And we remember Mira Andreeva for losing to Loes Boisson last year and getting very emotional.
Yeah.
Not being able to, and she's still young, but not being able to handle the situation. They are Elena's spare glasses in case she loses the ones she has at home. But the emotions, not, you know, the crowd obviously wanting Loes Boisson and Andreeva just really finding it a very, very difficult situation.
Well, that's... the beauty for a French player to play in front of a crowd for Loïs, and that was of course a big part of the of her success last year. And you were mentioning the Brazilian that are here and there. Yeah. I'm sure they're going to make some noise during the Djokovic Fonseca showdown, and I'm. Excited to see how Djokovic is going to react to that. You know that sometimes he likes to play against the crowd and against the public, so that
maybe the crowd will end up working in his favour because it will sort of fire him up. And the back, how is the back? How bad is the back? How is the body? The heat. Fonseca hasn't had the best of years. I know he's a prodigious talent, and everyone believes he will be world number one day and win Grand Slams and be the real deal, but not quite there yet. So it'd be really interesting to see what level he can bring to Philippe Chatrier.
Yeah. After a very big fight on court 14.
Oh, yeah. The off backhand return from Andreeva, who switches to the forehand. It's 30 love Buskova, who wants to keep it. Oh, that's very deep from Andreeva. Gets a mid-court ball. Well played. Pushed Buskova back. Got the short ball. Finish off with the line winner.
Conquers.
Narrow and 19 minutes of play on court Philippe Chatrier.
Oh, an air conditioning unit is being wheeled along because our television friends, they have now lost their air conditioning. We're used to it. We're on day six. They've just had one of those units being wheeled along. 30-15. Buskova, look up, look down. Three luck. Kostea, a point for four love. Boy, is she having a fantastic final year on tour.
Conquers.
Buskova, a little look up, the white headband, hair tied up into a high bun, pauses just briefly and see that Andreeva is leaning forward, swaying from side to side. Andreeva with the forehand cross court, backhand deep, the slice from Andreeva and the drop shot from Buskova, but she hesitated slightly and that allowed Andreeva in.
Well, the hesitation showed Andreeva that she was going to hit the drop shot, so Andreeva anticipated the drop shot and ran forward very early in this point. She was about to put the ball away pretty easily.
Got a title on clay this year, Andreeva in Linz. Got to the final in Madrid, got to the quarterfinals in Rome, so I think she should be pretty happy with her clay preparation. Puts the lob up, it's not high enough. She puts another lob up, smashed down again. A couple of great overheads from Marie Buskova. So she keeps it to the one break of serve. Karolina Muchova is 3-1 up after losing the first set 6-1, but love 30 on her serve. And Alex Mickelson's got an early break.
Yeah.
It's Rafa Hodar. And I mentioned Sorana Kastea. So she says she's retiring. Well, she is retiring at the end of this year. It's going to be tough, though. If you have the season, the year of your life, which she is having, is there then the temptation, or do you, a bit like Flavia Panetta, who wins the US Open and there's a mic drop and she retires?
Yeah. Did she say why she's retiring? Like she's had enough, or
I think she's just done. There's other things to look forward to in life, other plans. But then the temptation.
Yeah.
When you're playing like this, and she's cracked the top 20 for the first time in her career.
Yeah.
And she won the title in Cluj, and she beat Arina Sabalenka in Rome. You know, at what point do you sit there thinking, maybe another year?
Maybe when I lose all the expectations and I'm saying that it's my last year, well, that's when I pay the best.
Yeah. So maybe I'll say at the start of next year, I'm retiring at the end of 2027.
Yeah.
Just keep doing
it. It's like these singers. I mean, they don't do that for the same reasons, but they keep saying that it's their last tour, so they can sell more tickets every day.
Everyone goes and sees them.
Yeah.
And there's another greatest hits album, and you're like, come on now. Rafa Hodar's got a break back point. Oh, they're both wearing navy baseball caps now. They are absolutely identical, these two. And as I say, they're both quite sort of gangly. They're both still young. Forehand down the line from Andreeva on to the line.
15-0.
So with the timing as it is, whenever this finishes, Djokovic, Fonseca will be a followed by. There'll be no delay. They'll just clear the court and bring them out. Marie Buskova, 27 years of age now, 28 in the rankings. Just 4 spots off her highest ever. She beat the Brit Fran Jones in the last round. Lucia Bronzetti in the first round takes that return to serve early, retreats by the baseline, backhand miss down the line.
30-0.
Yeah, not the right choice. It was not the right moment to go down the line with that backhand. Kind of rush into it.
Also won a title on clay this year in Bogota. Nothing much to report from Madrid or Rome. Then a quarterfinal in Strasbourg. Andreeva brings down the high off backhand, very deep back edge of line from Buskova, who's gone too long on this occasion. Andreeva's just able to overpower Buskova, who's got a lot of craft and guile to her game.
Yeah.
Points for 4-2. Rafa Hodar is a breakdown in the third. Serve down the tee, blocked back, high ball, sits up. Buskova should deal with it, but Andreeva gets it with one-handed back, and lovely low volley from Marie Buskova.
Go on, guys.
She's lost her last 10 consecutive meetings against top 10 players.
Yeah, might be a kind of a seeding here.
Possibly. She's setting a break down, and there's the game. So it's... Oh, no. Missed it.
Just out.
Nearly. Looking for 6-4-4-2, Mira Andreeva. Centre of the box on that occasion. A little bit slower. The forehand cross court. Buskova there with her forehand onto the service line. Oh, dear. Just off balance.
Yeah, off balance.
Can't.
Maybe that was the right choice, but when you feel that you don't have the right placement to hit this kind of off shot to go hard on the line, well, you need to go back once in the cross court. It's safer, and then you can try to set the position again to go hard for the winner down the line.
Now things have got a little out of control when I haven't been here on Radio Roland Garros. Our predictions competition We have certain people doing better than others, and there are players who might lose today. But Marcus announced that the winner of the predictions competition, and Stefan's laughing already because he knows where I'm going, would get €1,000 prize from me. I would donate. And then when I was listening a little bit later, Simon turned it into a €3,000 prize. And Elizabeth, as Mira Andreeva goes to 4-2 on email, has said, why don't we turn it into a €10,000 prize from me? And I don't think so. I think that's a bad idea. Don't have €10,000. Please. Have you got me your other finalist yet? Are you trying to get out of it?
I was trying to get out of it.
Yeah, that's not happening. So Elizabeth's got, she's got Tiafo beating Tien. And the bottom half, she's got Rude beating Khachanov. And the final, Rude beats Tiafo in the Roland Garros final. No, okay. Tiafoe's not getting to the final.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Rude, yes, possibly. But Tiafoe...
Tiafoe has to beat Faria and then Arnaldi or Cognino. So Arnaldi, maybe?
I think Berrettini. How about Berrettini for the final? No. Come on, he beat the
Arnaldi,
Frenchman last night.
Arnaldi.
And slice down the line from Buzkova. Oh, lovely pass from Andreeva.
Zelkins.
Yeah. So Serundolo, okay.
Maybe it'd be... if it's going to be a Serundolo, it'd be Francisco.
Yeah.
Despite what Juan Manuel did yesterday.
Exactly.
Awesome. I'd love Landaluce to do it. I think he's a great player to watch, but he's still very green at this level. Kwame? Is he going to be the final Frenchman standing? I don't think that's a yes from Antoine. Well, he might be the final Frenchman standing, especially if Alice loses this evening.
Yeah.
Backhand down the line from Buzkova. Flipped cross court onto the service line from Andreeva. Andreeva steps in, pushing Buzkova back, who stands her ground but goes wide.
And Mira Andreeva is getting closer.
0-30.
Finish line. If she does break here.
Oh my word, John is up the prize money to €20,000.
Okay.
None of which I have.
Do they think that money grows in trees?
Apparently.
I think for some people.
They've linked Empress with lots of money. I mean, first you've lost Empress, that was a Marcusism.
Marcusy.
And secondly, as much as I love the Radio Roland Garros team, if I had €20,000, it would not be going to one of them. Break points, Andreeva, to serve for the match. And Rob rightly says they're not identical. Hodar's wearing white socks. But the problem is, Rob, with all the clay, socks don't look that white. Socks look dirty. And my eyesight's not that good.
How about Felix? You don't think so?
I think he's got a tough one against Nakashima.
Yeah, of course.
Felix is a lovely man. That's not really... I didn't sound convincing.
Yeah,
I genuinely don't know. I would like it to be Landon...
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Luce or Berrettini. But they will face each other at some point in the top half.
Yeah.
Top half of the top half. Backhand cross court. Love 40, Buzkova. It's really now or never for the Czech player. Back up the line from Andreeva. Andreeva keeps it on the forehand side. Slams it into the corner. Andreeva's going to volley. Wins it. Breaks to love. Very shortly she will serve for the match at 6-4, 5-2.
Yeah, and to be up 5-0 in the head-to-head.
So did you give me an answer or not?
You just keep
giving me names.
I'm going for Tien.
So your final, a week on Sunday, will be Lerner Tien against Novak Djokovic.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have thought that at the beginning of the tournament, would
no.
you?
No. But that
I will go.
That's worth $20,000.
Oh.
Euros.
I will go. I think that prize money, not that there is any prize money, is for whose horses are left standing in the predictions competition, I think. I will go Matteo Berrettini against Casper Ruud.
Oh, again, so no Zverev, no Djokovic, okay.
I just think they're back. So, I mean, if they're... I do think Zverev's back is pretty bad. And I'm not quite sure about Djokovic, but...
Reveries.
In terms of the body, but at 39. But do get in touch with us. We'd like to know your men's final lineup a week on Sunday. And if any members of Radio Roland Garros are listening, this is like going to be a separate competition. So I'd like your men's final. So, Stefan, you've got to give me your men's final too. Right, Stefan's having a look at the draws. Right, Mira Andreeva, after an hour and a half serving for the match, this match to be followed by Novak Djokovic, João Fonseca. Andreeva serving towards the presidential tribune. Lots of hustle and bustle within the crowd. Andreeva wants this done. Thunders the forehand down. The serve did the hard work.
Ganzo.
Well, I think if this goes the way it's headed, Mira Andreeva will be very happy with her day's work.
Yeah.
So, John, in answer to your question, no, I'd not like to do a quick poster for the amazing predictions competition with prize money of 20,000 euros. Serve out wide. A good old serve kicked up. It's going to be checked. Let's have a little look. Oh, it did miss. So Driver's saying she already took a swing at it, so...
Yeah.
She hit the ball, but she was looking at the mark and she walked towards it.
Okay.
Gonza.
Becky says, don't underestimate Faria. He was a beast in qualifying. Dimitrov in the first round. Ah, but it's not the Dimitrov of old Dimitrov, is it? Matthew says, enjoying the commentary. Surely Simon should be giving the 3,000 euro prize money because he suggested it. There we go. Backhand calls. I like all these suggestions. Well, Marcus has offered to pay for the team dinner, which Antoine sadly can't be at.
Yeah.
But Marcus has offered to pay for all the food and drink that night.
Due to wedding obligations, not my
not
wedding.
Not your wedding. It would be weird if you had scheduled your wedding for the middle of Roland Garros,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
That would be bad planning.
That would be bad planning on your part.
That would send a message to either my job or my wife.
And to your friends, because none of them would come. Everyone would be busy working.
Honda.
2 points from the win. A lot of people are talking about Tiafoe due to where he's the only seed in his quarter. Not that seeds count for much at the moment.
If he can find his racket back to play it.
Oh, he found it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it was returned. He lost it while celebrating with the crowd.
Yeah. So the fan is getting two tickets.
Yeah. Or as someone said on Twitter, why are you rewarding the fan with tickets for taking the racket? Backhand crosscourt sits up Buzkova. Backhand crosscourt nearly slipped Buzkova, regained her footing, but not enough to correct the shot, and it's match point.
Buzkova was off balance on that last backhand. The crowd pushing for Andreeva because maybe they expecting Djokovic for the ticket.
Big serve, short ball. Andreeva goes back to the backhand, should finish it off. Oh, does finish it off.
Yeah, with style, with a jumped overhead. Mukler shake hands. She's now 5-0 against Skova Andreeva.
Nina Andreeva!
We're going to be hearing from Mira Andreeva very shortly. We'll keep you across everything else that's taking place.
Yeah.
6-love, Sarana Castella against Solana Sierra. It's quite a tricky name to say quickly next to each other. And now she's 6. She's won the first 7 games of that match. Rafa Hodar's struggling a wee bit. He's a breakdown. It's juice on his serve. And Karolina Muchova is now 5-1 against Jill Teichmann. Is that Mats Wilander who's going to be doing the interview? Yes, it is. Standing quietly at the side of the court.
Did you see that there's a rookie this year on the court for the on-court interview?
Your brother? How do you think he's doing?
Hey, kind of shy at the beginning, but he's getting there. No, he's super happy about doing it.
Right.
On va écouter Mira au micro de l'un des septuples vainqueurs en Grand Chelem, Monsieur Mats Wilander.
Do you speak French?
No. Is that good?
Please, then, don't ask me to say anything in French. I didn't learn anything new.
Mira, congratulations. Difficult match playing against Marie because you have to play quite aggressive. I was very impressed with how you played. How did you feel?
Yeah, every time I play against Marie is a very tough battle. She is an amazing competitor, so every time I go on court I knew that it's not going to be easy and that she's going to fight for every ball no matter what, and you really have to work the points in order to win them. So I'm just super happy that I was able to close the first set, missing quite some shots. Obviously she was playing well also, so yeah, I'm just super happy with the win and very happy that I was able to play aggressive throughout the whole match.
Yeah, well done. Your forehand seems to be really good. The conditions help your forehand here when it's so hot?
Well, I've been talking to some players, and I've been talking to Andrei Rublev the other day when I was playing my second round, and I just asked him, to finish the match a little bit earlier so I would play with the sun, and so, the ball would bounce more. And he said that, for me, he would try to play longer, so I would play without the sun. I'm saying that because I feel like, when it's hot and it's sunny, I have a little bit more of an advantage because I feel like the ball is bouncing so much better on the surf, on the forehand. I'm able to, give a very good shape on the ball. So I feel like these conditions suit me a little bit better than, if I would be playing later in the day.
Like next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think that you have to improve going forward? You're into the second week again, fourth round. What are you looking to improve?
Well,
if anything, maybe nothing.
Well, I would talk to my coach. I'm sure she has some notes. She has some something to say about this match, about the next match. I don't know who are my potential opponents, but we're gonna see who I will be playing, and we're gonna try to adapt my game to the match, and whatever my coach has in mind, we'll work on that tomorrow, 100%. I don't even doubt it.
Yeah. Last question. You still get nervous? You come out here and play in front of 15,000 people at your age. You still get nervous?
Well, I don't know. I feel like when people are supporting me, it's so much easier to play. But obviously, when I play against... Thank you. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know about it, but you actually give a lot of extra motivation and a lot of support, personally to me, but I'm sure to a lot of other players. And it's very tough when, we play against the French players, and you guys are not taking it easy on us, but I'm just happy that, today you guys were supporting me, and, it really gives a lot of extra strength and motivation. So thank you so much for coming today. Merci beaucoup. And I hope to see you on my next match.
Thank you so much, Mira Andreeva.
That's Mira Andreeva. She was asking Mats Wilander at the start, are we doing this in French? He said, no, she said, I haven't learned any more in French since last time. But it was a lovely little interview. He speaks very, very well. They will get the court ready for Novak Djokovic and João Fonseca, which you will hear, courtesy of Radio Roland Garros. But before that, we thought, well, we thought we'd keep an eye on a few things. Firstly, Sorana Castillo, the first eight games against Solana Sierra. Karolina Muchova, a game away from splitting sets with Jill Teichmann. And Rafa Hodar, Antoine Stiller, break down against Alex Mikkelsen.
Yeah, and I have to say it's quite a surprise for me. I didn't see that coming. I thought that it was going to be an easy piece for Rafael Hodar, but Alex Mikkelsen is, as we're seeing Christoph Legen, Mikkelsen's coach on the screen. But yeah, Mikkelsen is pretty impressive in the, so far with the last forehand cross-court winner, love 15. Still going hard at it and being very aggressive and putting a lot of spin and sort of a whip on that forehand. Is
21 years of age, Alex Mikkelsen, 19, Rafa Hodar. Hodar is 17-3 on clay this season. That included his first ATP Tour title in Marrakesh. But at the same time, Hodar's looking for his first fourth round at Grand Slam.
Yeah. You can tell that both players are suffering heavily from the heat. They are trying to breathe a lot in between points.
I mean, it's 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And we're only midway through the third set.
Arnaud Gabas, the chair umpire.
Who's saying it was...
Did come out to...
Check the mark
and call it out. So second serve, 15-0.
And Mikkelsen was standing behind him, nodding, yeah, out, yeah. In a nice way.
Yeah,
but just
course.
To sort of confirm it. Hodar scoops the backhand cross court and passes Mikkelsen, who was approaching the net.
Yeah. Great reaction by Hodar right behind his serve. Was able to move his feet pretty quickly. Said, be precise. He reduced the preparation of that backhand and was able to pass it cross court. Very well executed by Rafa.
He does say he is a Rafa, not a Raphael.
45.
Game points. His white top is stuck to him with the exertions of the third set.
Yeah.
He swapped his white baseball cap for a navy one to match his opponent. Served down the tee, back through middle, short ball, drop shot. Oh, the touch, the pickup from Mikkelsen, but he misses. Misses wide. It was a lovely change up by Hodar, and he does keep it to the break of serve, while Sorana Castillo has now won 9 games in a row. All 9 games.
Yeah.
Wow. Can be a little bit feisty, can't he, Rafa? Lovely young man to speak to, and he's so polite, but you just saw there, he was kind of like, where's the ice towel? Need it.
As you can see, the sweat coming off Mikkelsen's hat.
Yeah, it's tough for everyone, whether you're working on the court, playing on it, watching it. But especially those two guys who are charging around in it, as Djokovic and Fonseca are going to be doing very shortly in their first ever meeting. Rafa Hodar, born in Madrid. Experiencing a lot of things for the first time alongside his dad, Rafael, traveling the world together.
Reprise.
An incredible climb in the rankings. Just over a year, went to college, played tennis at uni.
Which college?
I think it was University of South Carolina.
the Gamecocks.
Excellent. Mickelson, 4-3. He's just waiting for Hodar to get in position. Serve down the tee. Good serve. Great placement.
Deep, hard.
Misses the first serve, looking to snap it out wide to the backhand of Hodar. The ball girl scurries across, scoops up that ball, back into position. Serve into the middle, the backhand roll deep, backhand long, just a little bit. Lack of concentration from Mickelson. Mickelson, who's been playing tennis since the age of 2.
Second serve coming out. What is Hodar doing on the second serves? Oh, he's staying back.
Hitting the forehand to the forehand that goes very deep from Mickelson. It's 15-all down the line. The forehand spun cross court from Hodar. Hodar with a swan goes down the line. Backhand one-hander turns around, flicks mid-court. Hodar should finish it off, but Mickelson's there through the middle. Drop shot netted.
It's not the first time that we see Hodar not doing the wrong choice. When it's the moment where he can put the ball away and finish the point, win the point. And he tries to fix his opponent, but he goes for the wrong direction. It's been several times that we've seen it, and that explains why he's a bit behind on the scoreboard. Mickelson serving at 30-15, 4-3.
Squash shot forehand from Mickelson, sits up inside out from Hodar. Hodar thought about coming back. He's kind of in no man's land. Then he scurries back. Then there's the drop shot. Then Hodar comes forward, picks it up down the line, wins the point 30-all. And now he's asking the crowd, yeah, I need you.
Yeah, he does need it. I have to say that I like that, because I was thinking, well, it's a bit too calm. You know, there's a big on the off rhythm in this match, and Mikkelsen, that's one of Mikkelsen's strengths, is to put this weird rhythm in a match where you're receiving hard serves and you're not playing that many balls, and you don't get to get you can't get into your own rhythm, and so that's the right reaction by Hodar, I think.
Important point here. It was a big old wide serve from Mickelson. Had to deal with a net cord on the way back.
And you get this heavy spin ball on the forehand side by Mickelson, and on the backhand side it's flat and without any rhythm, and yeah, it's not an easy task to get to his rhythm for Hodar. As a second serve to return now.
He's just that bit more experienced on the tour, Mickelson.
Yeah.
Age of 21, he's got sort of 2 or 3 years under his belt. This is third year, I think, on the tour under his belt. Forehand flip cross court from Mickelson's too good. It's really good. He holds to 5-3 as Sorana Kostea has now played 10 games and won 10 games. And he's serving for 6-love, 5-love. Wow.
Yeah, too good to the fourth round of the French Open. It's not.
Imagine.
It's good.
Then you're going to say, do you really want to retire? Yeah. I mean, the thing is, everyone's going to keep asking, like they did with Danielle Collins when she won Miami.
That's true.
Sure you're going to retire? Do you really want to retire? Serving to stay in the set now, Rafa Hodar.
Well, if the timing is right, we can see the end of the set and go to the end of the match of just there.
Absolutely. Because we're still waiting for our gentleman on Philippe Chatrier.
Yeah.
That's going to be a while. They haven't done those introductory videos yet.
Yeah.
So we'll know when they're about to pop out.
Wow, the court is ready. The line people are ready as well.
15 love, 3-5. Mickelson takes that very early. He's camped inside the baseline. Half volleys from the baseline. Drop shot from Hodar. Too good.
Yeah.
Mikkelsen won't bother try to get to the ball.
30-0.
Mark Murray is calling, I think, the balls onto the court, or...
Yeah. Oh, yes, they've started that big video that goes around all the LED screens. Yeah. Hodar serves out wide. The backhand is long. Game points for the Spaniard. He said he didn't really set out any goals or expectations with his dad at the start of the year. And also hasn't really had time to reflect on what he's done so far. Hodar with the second serve. Inside the baseline again with the backhand from Mikkelsen, who's on the baseline. Scoops up the backhand cross court in the angle. Ooh. Beautiful backhand whip cross court winner from Hodar, who fist pumps towards his dad in the box.
Mikkelsen men, 5-4.
One of the best two-handed backhand, Rafael Hodar. Just a beauty.
I can see Joao Fonseca with his... What we can do? Let's go to Philippe Chatrier for the introductions.
Nice.
Come back here for the end of the set. Go to Castilla to win her match. And then come back here for the start of this match.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. It feels like a plan. Woo-hoo. Here we go. Joao Fonseca, 19 years of age, makes his way to the top of the stairs and awaits Marc Murray's introduction. Oh, the Brazilians have found their way in.
Yeah, as we felt it. The yellow shirts are on. I can see some Querétaro shirts, you see. You
Lovely.
Remember
yeah.
when he won for the first time here in Paris. And I think we can see the man himself going up the stairs.
And here he comes.
Au plus grand palmarès de l'histoire du tennis. 24 titres en Grand Chelem, dont 3 ici à Roland Garros. Le Serbe Novak Djokovic.
Well, the Djokovic fans at the moment outweighing the Brazilian fans. Will that change? How will the body last? What will the conditions be like? It's a first meeting between the two. 19-year-old Joao Fonseca, 39-year-old Novak Djokovic for a place in the fourth round at Roland Garros. So we will return to Philippe Chatrier. But over on Court Simone Mathieu, Alex Mikkelsen is 3 points away from a 2-1 lead over Rafa Hodar.
That would be a surprise. I was looking over Novak Djokovic saying Damien Dumuzois how he wants his bottles to be put in the fridge.
Forehand slap through the middle from the span. They're playing through the middle of the court at the moment. The volley from Mikkelsen. Can he pass the American?
Interesting. Mikkelsen didn't believe too much in that.
No.
Being up at the net. The first volley was a bit short, and then Hodar was able to put that cross court back in that he's been so successful with.
I tell you, we might miss Castilla winning at this rate. 6-love, 5-love, love 15 on the Sierra serve. Or not, it's kind of a race to respective finish lines. The let's go was from Mikkelsen.
Hodar is having some trouble on the return part, I feel like. Probably because of the quality of service in Mikkelsen.
He's been serving really well. It's backhand to backhand at the moment. Does he redirect it in the centre of the court? He does. Hodar with his backhand just drops that into the middle of the court. Down the line goes Mikkelsen. Forehand spins, cross court, sits in. Short ball from Mikkelsen, a miss hit from Hodar. Set points to the American.
I have to say that Mikkelsen has been more solid than Hodar so far. And he deserves these 2 set points.
get a chance to be up 2-1 against Rafael Hoda and Cosimon Mathieu.
Merci.
First set point. Misses enormous serve down the tee. Hodar still standing away back. Very wide stance, deep knee bend. Down the tee again. The backhand spins back down the line. Backhand cross court from Mickelson. Down the line from Hodar. Hodar on his forehand side net. And that is the second set. And a 2-1 lead. Alex Mickelson. As we make our way to court 14. Where Sorana Castea is 2 points away from double bageling Solana Sierra. Sierra, 30 all, serving. Ooh. Second, she's going for the body serve and missed. Yeah. And Castea's in bright pink. Wow. Second serve, Castea with the forehand slams. They're actually very aggressive player. Oh. Match point. Wow.
The bicycle is being brought to the court. Mm. In French, we say that you go back home by bicycle with the double bagel.
Mm. I'd say just walk rather than.
Yeah. It's a long way to Argentina.
Oh, actually going all the way home?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Yeah. Match point, Castea. Castea with a double-handed backhand. Sorana Castea into the tramway. Solana and Sorana is a mouthful. God, it must be tough out there.
Yeah.
Going through your mind at this point.
Solana Sierra didn't win any point at 30-all and didn't win any point at Juice.
Oops.
The whole match. Maybe that explains something.
Doesn't
of the score.
Well, it? Forehands in play through the middle. Castea there and slices and floats the backhand. The backhand netted from Sierra.
Second match point.
It's so bright, that pink outfit, yeah. Isn't it? It's really neon pink.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of have a. I guess he vibe, you know.
God, it's really pink. Match point. Backhand cross court. Solana Sierra goes drop shot. Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. Especially under all the pressure that she's under to execute that shot.
Well, do you have any pressure when you are this down?
Yeah, I suppose so. But there is the pressure of being double bageled.
Yeah, and I know that pressure.
Oh.
Here in the juniors,
oh.
I did go through that.
Did you?
Against Marcos Baghdatis. Mm. I was down 6-0, 5-0, 15-40 on my serve when he was number one in the world.
Did
and I
hold?
Did manage to hold.
Did
it.
You?
Yeah.
You see?
And I lost 6-0, 6-1.
See? You got that game. Oh.
You know what my coach said to me? He did say at the end of the match, you know what? The game that you made makes a huge difference.
Oh, good coach. Good coach. I like that. Right, third match point. 56 minutes on the clock for Sorana Castea against Solana Sierra. Sierra serves, misses down the tee. This match going on for 56 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's one set of Hodar Mickelson. Backhand cross court is match point. It is wide. It is game, set, double bagel match for Sorana Castea. Six love. She moves through to the round of 16 on her farewell tour. It's all going very nicely indeed. Right, we shall head back to Philippe Chatrier where the warm-up is warming up. We'll keep an eye on Mickelson and Hodar, who are starting a fourth. Carolina Mukova was 5-1 up in the second, but now it's 5-all with Jill.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news. Listen again, replay.
Teichmann. Okay, so talk to the listeners, game styles, game plan, what to expect from both in this one, Antoine.
I do think that we can expect some Novak Djokovic close to the baseline, you know, trying to cut these big trajectories that Fonseca is able to do, the